You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Just at the point where you would have thought that the issue of housing couldn't get any more complicated, multi-layered and bureaucratic in terms of its delivery, the EU has got involved. The European Parliament has passed the first EU-wide housing plan. In a second, we'll be hearing from Lynn Boylan, Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin. But first, we kick off with Regina Doherty, Dublin Fine Gael MEP. Regina, the EU housing plan, how has the EU got a competence and how can it do anything of any material value to help with the delivery of houses in Kilbeggan or Kilbarrick?
So it doesn't have a competence with regard to housing. Housing is very much a national subsidiarity, but what it does have is an impact on the delivery of houses in those national states. And for some states, it's for different reasons. I was appointed vice chair of this housing committee 14 months ago. What I really wanted to do was to make sure that we got some impacts that would help Ireland. And one of the things that really impacts Ireland is the length of time it gets anybody to build one house, right up to building hundreds of houses or big water infrastructure takes not just months, but in Ireland's case, it takes years. And so what we've secured yesterday is a simplification package. There are five different regulations that apply from Europe, the energy performance building regulations, the energy efficiency regulation, the water framework directive. Now, there's buckets of them, right? They're all individual applications. They all have to go to individual authorities. What we're getting now, please God, is a one-stop shop and a digital process. And so therefore, it'll be much, much faster and simpler. There'll be less room for human error. You know, when you've heard of judicial reviews being taken in Ireland, it's because of, you know, somebody fighting legally over the difference of a word between may and shall. If everything is done digitally, there'll be no room for human error anymore. There'll be no thousands and thousands of pages. And also what we're looking for, and the commissioner is very, very responsive to, is that stricter lending or stricter timelines to give those rules. So is that normally if it takes 6 months, and you know in Ireland it never takes 6 months, there's a proposal to say that you absolutely have to give your decision within 6 months. And if you don't, and if you miss the deadline, the decision will automatically be a yes. And so that will make member states change the application of how we have local authorities, Bord Pleanála, you know, the different layers.
There's a lot there.
So that's one significant thing.
Indeed. And it sounds at first glance like it will cut through an awful lot of bureaucracy and make things simpler and more efficient. Lynn Boylan, is there anything that we're missing?
Well, hang on until I pick my jaw up off the floor, Anton, because only a year or so ago we had a what was called the largest reform of the planning system in Ireland. And the government of Fine Gael, which Regina is a member of, actually voted against a lot of these proposals. So the utility companies came with a proposal calling for parallel consent so that you would get all of those approvals from the different bodies at the same time. Fine Gael rejected that. They also called for statutory timelines so that you would have decisions and set times. Fine Gael objected to that. Where we do need real investment in planning to speed up the planning process is we need investment, we need resources. So the local authorities need 400 planning staff to deal with the level of plannings that are coming in. They haven't been given the resources to do that. The Commissioner Pleanála also needs 100 extra planning staff. They haven't been given the resources to do that. The courts have only three judges who are overseeing planning applications. So we need more judges who are absolutely trained up in planning applications, and that would give swifter judgments, but also those statutory timelines. So all of this could have been done by the government, but wasn't.
Now, go back for a bit though, Lynn.
And saying that the EU is going to do it.
It may be one thing to criticise them for not having done it back when. Is the fact that the EU is now doing it a good thing, regardless of whether or not the government should have done it previously?
No, because what the government, what the EU is calling for, and what Regine and her political group have been championing is, they call it simplification. It's basically deregulation. So it's cutting back on the environmental and social planning rules that we have around planning systems. So instead of resourcing the system so that decisions can be made faster, they're trying to cut through the oversight that we need when it comes to environmental regulation, when it comes to labour rights, when it comes to social protection. And that's what this simplification is.
Okay, so let me go back to Regina
on
that.
We're actually just, it's basically deregulation.
Well, that has been that allegation that the government is not doing enough domestically to invest in the processes and the supports around planning. Lynn is not alone in making that accusation. Regina, is this effectively swapping investment for an abandonment of regulation?
No, it's not. So what's interesting is that at a time when Sinn Féin say the EU should step back from housing, exactly the things that we're doing are the things that Sinn Féin are criticising the government for not doing. So, I mean, you can't, like, flip-flopping, you can't really have it both ways. This isn't about downgrading any environmental regs. The lists are lengthy, as I've just suggested to you. What it is about is having a one-stop shop and a combined environmental assessment. So instead of having to go through five or six different regulation applications with different authorities, you'll have one application. The bar is not going to be lower. The efficiency regulations for houses is not going to be lessened. But the process by which you get the application in and get it adjudicated upon should absolutely be much easier, much more digitalised and much speedier. And that's what the rules are going to change. It's going to make sure that the simplification makes a mandatory max time, you know, that will limit the time that's allowed for decisions. It will make permitting automatic if we miss those deadlines. It will have a single permitting authority, one-stop shop, digitalisation. It'll make it much smoother and much easier, Lynn, and hopefully reduce the amount of time that it takes anybody in Ireland to get planning permission for anything.
Lynn Boylan, I'll give you the last word, but I'd ask briefly if you would.
Well, as I said, statutory timelines are something the government opposed. You need to resource the system. If you resource the system, decisions can be made faster. You still need human oversight. So digitisation, yes, we can simplify processes, but you need human oversight to make sure that decisions are correct. And one final point, Anton, is that if you look at judicial reviews, third-party judicial reviews on housing applications have actually fallen, and it's developer judicial reviews that have increased. So fix the planning system, resources. We do not need the EU interfering in housing policy. They've made a mess of lots of other policies. We don't need
Now, unfortunately, Regina, I would love to let you back in, but time is against me on that. Regina Doherty and Lynn Boylan, thank you both very much. Dublin Fine Gael MEP, Regina Doherty, Lynn Boylan, MEP for Sinn Féin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.